Welcome to the 21st. I'm Mary Hansen.
Hemp and marijuana look and smell a lot alike. To the untrained eye or nose, it's hard to tell the difference between the two. That's presenting a problem for hemp growers in Illinois who are losing crops to thieves who steal it, thinking it's marijuana. To get into the issue, we're joined now by WILL's own agriculture reporter, Dana Cronin. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
We're also joined by DeMarcus Medley, a hemp farmer based in Galesburg. Welcome, DeMarcus.
Thank you.
So first off, Dana, let's go back to basics. Can you remind us the difference between hemp and marijuana?
Sure. Yeah. So marijuana and hemp are relatives of each other. They're derived from the same plant, the cannabis sativa plant. But the difference is in their levels of THC or tetrahydrocannabinol. And THC is that psychoactive component in marijuana that gets you high. And legal hemp only contains it should only contain 0.3% THC. Marijuana obviously contains more than that. And then as a reminder to folks, growing hemp in Illinois was legalized under former Governor Bruce Rauner with the Industrial Hemp Act. And then it was legalized nationwide under the 2018 Farm Bill. So this is the first year a lot of farmers in Illinois are growing hemp. And then separately, recreational marijuana consumption was legalized in Illinois on January 1st.
So a lot of changes with hemp and marijuana in the last
yes.
couple of years here. And DeMarcus, I want to ask you, can you just tell me a little bit about your farm?
Yeah, my brothers and I, we own a small urban farm in Galesburg. It's about 4 acres. We primarily grow using a method called aquaponics, where we raise fish and food in a closed loop system. And this last year, we introduced hemp to our farm, where we grew some in the aquaponic system and also in the soil.
And so what happened to your hemp crop last year?
Well, last year we noticed that we only grew a small amount, maybe like 60 plants. And we started to notice that, you know, some of the hemp branches were missing from the plants. And we thought maybe a deer was going after it. And they were doing it, you know, every day for a few days. And we decided to set up a camera. And we found out it was actually people.
So, Dana, how much can hemp theft affect a farmer's livelihood? How valuable is the crop?
It's a really valuable crop. It's worth a lot of money. And I don't know exactly how much, you know, money-wise was lost this year. But I can tell you in DeMarcus's case, I read that police report. And he lost about $25,000 worth of the crop. So, you know, it's a really big deal to a lot of farmers.
And DeMarcus, so this was your first year. It sounded like you hit a few bumps in the road there. Do you think you'll do it again?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to start my crop here soon in the greenhouse. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely grow it again.
And Dana, you wrote a story about DeMarcus's case and the issue more broadly. How did you hear about it initially?
Well, I was working on a story about hemp, and I had met with and talked on the phone to many different hemp farmers, and none of them were very interested in talking with me, especially on the record, because they felt like they were putting themselves on the map. You know, some had already had crops stolen, some had heard that their neighbors had crops stolen, and that basically by talking to me, they felt like people would find out that they were growing hemp, and they thought that that was a risky move. And I was ultimately just shocked by the number of growers I talked to that were reluctant. So
it sounds like that's the anecdotal part of it, talking to these farmers, finding out that a lot of them are experiencing this. But in terms of numbers, how big of a problem is this? Do we actually know?
The short answer here is that no, we don't know. The Illinois Department of Agriculture did not keep track of it this year. I mean, it was the first year of hemp growing, so there are a lot of growing pains, a lot of things that they're still figuring out. But I can tell you that almost every hemp farmer I've spoken to either had their own hemp crop stolen or knew someone that did.
So it could be a pretty widespread problem. And you mentioned that right. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is aware of this. What has their response been?
Yeah, so I talked to Jeff Cox about this. He's the Bureau Chief of Medicinal Plants at the Illinois Department of Agriculture. And he told me that they have received calls from hemp farmers about this, but that it's mostly just growing pains. Here's what he said.
There's not a whole lot we can do about it. If thieves are going to steal, that's what they do. We just have to do our best to inform the public that what they're stealing is not what they think they're stealing.
He also told me that they're working on improving signage on hemp farms. That's one of their solutions. And I think that would look something like signs that say things like, this is industrial hemp growing. This is not marijuana.
Just to tell people without that discerning eye or nose what that crop is.
Right.
What else can be done to help farmers protect their crops?
So it sounds like for the most part, it'll be up to the farmers to protect their own crop. And DeMarcus can probably tell you more about that. But I did want to mention that I also spoke to Russ Idle. He's the chief of police in Galesburg, where, DeMarcus, you grow hemp. And he said this is the only case of hemp theft his station has seen. But he told me that they're working on increasing patrols around hemp farms because of the risk factor associated with the crop. I want to play a quick clip from him, too. Here he is.
We're aware of where the different hemp farms are, and we'll be wanting to kind of keep an eye on them and be on the lookout for people that don't look like they belong.
Is that something that you do for other farms?
Not really, but again, I think that this particular crop has a potential for theft or damage that maybe others don't.
So it sounds like it'll mostly be up to local police stations to deal with this. And that's also what Jeff Cox at the Illinois Department of Agriculture told me, that this is going to be a law enforcement issue.
And DeMarcus, you reported the stolen hemp from your farm to the Galesburg Police Department. What are you going to do in the future to protect your crop?
We're going to have several. We're just going to try to slow the thieves down if they do intend on coming back. Because honestly, I don't think the thieves care if it's hemp or marijuana. It looks like marijuana, so they can, you know, potentially just sell it and, you know, get away with it before the person, you know, smokes it and find out it's not what they said it is. So I don't think that matters. And for us, we just want to install cameras, guard dogs, and just do our due diligence to try to prevent as much theft as possible.
That was WILL and Harvest Public Media reporter Dana Cronin and DeMarcus Medley. He's a hemp farmer based in Galesburg. Thank you both so much for being on the show.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for having me.